Hello, my name is Kevin Chow, and I'm going to be doing a demonstration of the Voice Memo application built into the iPhone, which is a very high quality and quite flexible voice memo and audio recorder, which allows you with iOS 4 and later to multitask, so you can do a demonstration of an application and record at the same time and then later on email it to multiple places or upload it to Twadio, which automatically post it to Twitter.
Settings. iTunes. Calculate. Clock. Notes. Voice memos.
Okay, so I flick to the voice memo app.
Voice memos. VU meter. Minus 20 volume units. Image.
I could tab around. I could flick around to the start recording button, but an easy way to start and stop recording is to do a two-finger double tap. When I do that, voice memo will start recording and it'll beep to indicate that from that point forward, it's going to start recording. So there's the beep, and I'm recording using the voice memo app on the iPhone. And now,
home, voice memos, Safari, phone. One new item.
I'm demonstrating just flicking around on the home screen, and the voice memo app is picking it up as well. So,
Safari, GPS, folder.
Once I'm done, I can bring up the app switcher by double pressing the home button.
Voice memos.
And double tapping on the voice memo app, which is in the bottom left.
Voice memos. VU meter. Minus.
Then I can do a two-finger double tap to stop recording.
VU meter. Minus 19 volume. Show recordings. Button.
And in the bottom right corner is the show recording button.
Voice memos.
And
speak.
I'm recording using the voice memo app on the iPhone.
Playing. Done. Button. Playing. 11:40.
So once I hit that button, it's going to automatically start playing the last recording. Towards the top, you can double tap where it says playing and the voice memo name. And that'll pause it.
More info. Paused. 11:44 p.m.
If I flick right once, I'll get to the more info button, and I'll double tap that.
Info. Voice memos. 11:44. Info. 11. Trim memo. Button.
If I flick twice from the top, I get to the trim memo button.
Alert. Play. Button.
Which allows me to quickly and easily, right on the iPhone itself, cut out some extra parts of the audio, which either parts of the beginning or the end, which I don't want to include, such as app switching back into the voice memo and terminating the recording.
Trim beginning, 0 seconds. Trim end, 54 seconds. Adjustable.
So let's go ahead and
play button.
Play it.
Pop.
So there's the beep, and I'm recording using the voice memo.
Pause.
App
button.
On the iPhone.
Current position, 5.3.
So I flick right to the current position.
10 seconds. One new item.
And I'm just going to go ahead and flick forward to the part I want to cut out.
18.8 seconds. 20.7 seconds.
So
Safari, GPS, folder.
Once I'm done, I can
current position, 30.8 seconds, adjustable.
So we have it at 30.8 seconds.
Trim begin, pause, button.
And let's go ahead and
play, button. Trim end, 54 seconds, adjustable.
Let's go ahead into the trim end.
52.4 seconds.
And flick down.
50.8 seconds. 49.2, 47, 45, 44, 42, 41, 39.3, 37.7, 36.1, 34.5, 32.8 sec, 31.2 seconds, 29.5 seconds.
So it looks like the closest we can get is
31.2
seconds. 31.2
seconds. Trim voice memo button.
And flick right once to the trim voice memo button.
Info, 11:4, info, voice memo, info. 11:4 trim memo share 11 info voice memos back button
okay
info. 11:44 p.m., 31 seconds, recorded on Monday, October 18th.
So now it says the duration of the recording is 31 seconds.
Label, info, label, selected, none, podcast.
And if I double tap on the info, I can give the label such as...
Selected, none.
It's currently set at none.
Podcast.
There's the option of podcast.
Interview.
Interview.
Lecture.
Lecture.
Idea.
Idea.
Meeting.
Meeting.
Memo.
Memo.
Custom.
Or custom. We'll go to...
Meeting. Idea. Lecture. Interview. Podcast.
Podcast.
Selected. None. Label. Info. Info. Back button.
And we'll tap the...
Info. Voice memos. Back button.
Back button.
Podcast. Info. Voice memos. Back button.
We'll double tap the back
voice
button
memos.
Again.
Speak. Podcast. October 18th. Done. But podcast.
And we'll go ahead and listen to this.
11:21. More info. Paused. Podcast.
So there's the beep, and I'm recording using the Voice Memo app on the iPhone. And now...
Home. Voice Memos. Safari. Main. Phone. One new item.
I'm demonstrating just flicking
Mail.
Around
154 new-
on the home screen, and the Voice Memo app is picking it up as well. So,
Safari, Mail, GPS, folder.
Once I'm done, I can...
Okay, so we pretty much cut out the end where I switched back into the voice memo and stopped the recording and explained what I was doing.
11, more info. Paused. More info.
And I can double tap on the more info.
Info, voice memo, podcast, trim memo, share, button.
Flick right a few times to the share button.
Alert. Share voice memo. Email. Button.
Select the email option. I flick right a few times and double tap on that.
Voice memos. New message. Message body. Sent from my iPhone.
And I can address it and provide a subject. And the subject will be the tweet. And that's pretty much it. That's how one can... record, demonstrate, edit, and email all from their iPhone. And it's a good quality recording and works out very nicely for balancing out the audio between voiceover and whatever the presenter is saying.